By one calculation, 50 million Americans visit foreign lands each year. A telecom CEO tells us why many don't dare to use their phones when they go.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. The International Monetary Fund has cut its forecast for global economic growth to just 2.9% for 2013. This comes as central bankers, finance ministers, and development pros from around the world gather in Washington for the annual meeting of the World Bank and IMF. Kate Davidson reports.
You guessed it. It's the debt ceiling.
It's a big black cloud that's hanging over everyone.
Jan Randolph is director of sovereign risk at IHS Global Insight. The risk of a U.S. default is what he calls a low probability, high impact risk.
It's a bit like the risk, as I said, of the Eurozone collapse last year, or nuclear Armageddon during the Cold War.
In this case, it's the risk of another contagious recession in the world's biggest economy. Ken Rogoff is a Harvard economist speaking at today's meeting. He says some of these visiting officials are used to deflecting criticism at these meetings. So for them, it's kind of a relief to be in Washington and find that the coverage has changed.
And they're so happy that they don't see complaints about Europe, they don't see criticisms of what's going on in China, that everything's focused on the U.S.
Of course, that's with the assumption that there will be an 11th-hour deal to avert the looming crisis. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.
Now let's check the stock markets. Talk that Republicans in Congress might just be amenable to a short-term extension on America's ability to borrow is said to be a reason stock index futures in the U.S. are all up in the 0.8% range right now. In London, the FT 100 is up 1%.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
First, it was mobile phone service with no commitment, no contract. Then it was phone upgrades every 6 months. What some see as the also-ran of American Wireless, T-Mobile, is having a new bout of iconoclasm. Last night, the company that likes to call itself the Un-carrier surprised the industry with a plan that lets people use data and text in foreign countries at no extra charge. Voice calls will be a cheap flat rate, which will also apply when T-Mobile customers call other countries from the U.S. Seemed like a good opportunity to sit down with T-Mobile CEO John Ledger.
Glad to be here.
So data and texts in 100 countries, all you can eat when you're overseas, cheap flat rate calls, no extra charge. Why is that a strategy to make money?
What we're about is solving pain points. And one of the real big pain points is people are scared to death of overages and restrictions when they step over a border to another country. In what we're doing, we're going to offer unlimited international data roaming and text in 115 countries. And here's the big part, the price, free. And I think what's interesting is if you were to use your phone in another country, similar to how you use it here, not even as much, that would cost you in Canada without a calling plan, $1,200 a day. With our new program, that would cost you a whopping total of $6.40.
You're getting a lot of new customers, Mr. Ledger, 1.1 million in a recent quarter. You're making friends, but you're not making money. Where are the profits here?
Actually, the misnomer here is last year, T-Mobile lost over 2 million customers, so it was in a period of decline. The free cash flow is over $2 billion. So, you know, we're doing quite well. And the company is not just about acquiring customers. We're making very clear forecast about revenue growth and EBITDA growth. And
earnings before interest.
Taxing, depreciation, and amortization.
There you go.
And you're right. Not only are we adding customers, since we announced our Un-carrier programs, we have acquired more customers than AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint combined. So, yeah, we are adding a lot of customers, and I think we're getting noticed.
Now, they say you're one of the most plain-spoken, blunt CEOs in any business. So now a moment of word association. I say AT&T. What do you say?
Suck.
Verizon?
Bloated.
Now, if I said T-Mobile to those guys, they might say, hate to tell you, distorter of truth, an advertising watchdog group just said that some of your ads make claims about your competitors' technical abilities that are not supported by fact. Knowing that, are you going to change the ads?
I can tell you, based on data today, everything we've said is correct. And, frankly, all this is BS, because what matters is the customer that, makes a decision. Interestingly, 1 year ago, I can remember that Verizon did an ad of LTE networks, and there were four bars, and there was T-Mobile with no service. And, what we did is, instead of being insulted, we said, hey, at least they're talking about us. And I'm happy about that.
Now, before we go, I remember seeing you, not in person, but on TV, during your Global Crossing days. You had the necktie. You're all kind of Harvard Business School. Now, with the T-shirts here, your admission that you're a fan of DC comic books.
There you go.
John, what happened to you?
It's self-actualization. I've moved up the hierarchy of needs. No, I'm clearly at a stage in my life where I don't take myself that seriously. And I prefer to think of my Wall Street slick-haired suit look as a phase, as opposed to now. And, I'm 55 years old. I'm just trying to fit in with these young guys.
T-Mobile CEO John Ledger. Mr. Ledger, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I also asked the T-Mobile CEO about competition in the wireless industry and if he might like to merge with, say, Sprint. If you miss it on the air, in a little bit we'll put up the interview at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.